Narrow Dog to Carcassonne by Terry Darlington.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedicated to Monica with love. I am I, thou art she, Jim is him. Terry Darlington. Chapter 1. Stone to Westminster. Moon River. On the floor of the Star Inn, Jim was fighting to push his entire body inside a bag of pork scratchings. I could have had a dog that ate its dinner, a dog that barked and wagged its tail, a normal dog, a dog with fur. But the book said a whippet was the easiest dog, and I had trouble enough already. Whippets are hounds, miners' dogs, racers, rabbiters. They are very thin. On top they are velvet, and underneath they are bald. They are warm and smell of buttered toast. They love every living creature to a rapture, unless you are small and furry and trying to get the hell out of here. They like running the towpaths and thieving off fishermen, but fire up the engine, cast off the ropes, and it's the eyes, the betrayed eyes. So the narrow boat Phyllis May has a dog that hates boating. "We'll call him Gonzales," I had said, "because he's fast. Or Leroy, because he's golden brown. Or we'll have a dog called Boney Maroney." "Good thinking," said Mon.